Lessons in Attachment is the podcast where I am talking openly and honestly about some of the key challenges so many of us face in love, dating and relationships, especially when we relate to having an anxious and or avoidant attachment style. I'm Carly Ann, I'm a somatic practitioner with a focus on attachment and self-esteem. Driven by my own journey of doing the inner work on healing the past and becoming more secure, this podcast is where you will find top healing tips, other people's lessons in love, and a community of people just like you and just like me that are determined to break the cycle of insecure attachment. I truly believe that everyone deserves a healthy love in their lifetime. Hello and welcome back to Lessons in Attachment. How are you all? Today I'm just going to go through with you basically an Instagram post that I've put up. Why can't I stop obsessing over them? So a lot of my content on Instagram, carly.ann_, by the way, if you're not following me already, has been on the anxious avoidant trap. Those of you that chase, become obsessed with, you know, can't stop thinking about that avoidant person, deep diving into them, their history, and just getting really, really triggered by the distance, the space, the hot and cold, all of the things. There's lots of information on my Instagram at the moment about that pattern. That's because inside the Attachment Recovery Gym at the moment, which is my online membership, as we step into April, obviously depending on when you are listening to this, the theme is going to be on the anxious avoidant trap. So workshops, looking at your patterns, understanding what's helpful, how we fall into it, what's not helpful, all of those kind of things. If you are listening after April and you're like, I really need that, it will already be waiting for you there. So you can still join the membership if you want and get access to that. But for now, if you are obsessing over someone, hear me when I say, I have been there. I have been that person, imagining, fantasizing, visualizing, checking, like obsessing, right? And it feels like it's completely out of your control. It tends to go completely against who you want to be in this world. It tends to move you away from your goals, away from what lights you up. And you've probably tried everything. So I'm going to go through now what's in this post and just see what you relate to. There are going to be some tips in here as well. There is also going to be a few things, like subtle things that can keep the obsession going that you might find useful to know that. So why can't I stop obsessing over them? This is what someone has said to me. Carly Ann, I know this person is not good for me, but I can't stop thinking about them. I'm trying to stop, but nothing is working. So it's important for me to say that giving your attention and mental energy to someone can actually feel like you are problem solving and figuring things out. In reality, the obsessive pattern of thinking rarely provides more insight. When it reaches the point of obsession, one of the biggest mistakes is trying to stop thinking about something, trying to stop thinking about that person, you know, putting it away. It actually tends to make it worse. So this is when people are saying, I'm trying to stop, it's not working. What is effective with lots of my clients is learning how to resist your thoughts. It's such a skill. Learning to deal with the sense of urgency without acting how you usually would. And this will require your curiosity, your patience, your persistence. We're not looking, well, we probably are looking, but that quick fix often doesn't help this situation. Survival coping strategies absolutely can, but that quick fix of just getting over this obsession doesn't tend to work. So here are some tips. Get crystal clear on who you want to be in this world. Do not underestimate this step. When you know who you want to be, you can start moving towards that version of you. Obsessing over someone is probably moving you away from that version. So get crystal clear on who you want to be in this world. Know the kind of relationship that you truly desire. Same reason as before. Know what you desire. Know what's healthy. Know what is secure. And you will support yourself in being able to move towards that rather than away. Meet your unhelpful habits with compassion. Get crystal clear on your obsessional thoughts. What do they look like, feel like? What triggers them? What do they mean? Get crystal clear on how you respond to your obsessional thoughts. How are you responding to the urges, to the direction, to that sense of urgency? Using a graded approach with small steps that are, you know, bearable for your nervous system, map out what it would look like to respond in a new way. And please hear this bit. This is the bit that I really, really support my clients with. Take inspired, committed action. When I'm working with people, when we're doing all of those other kind of tips and following those other steps, we need to make sure we're taking the inspired, committed action towards the kind of life and relationships we want, desire, deserve. When it comes to obsessing over someone, especially when you don't want to, the subtle things that keep the obsession going include trying to just stop or push the thoughts away, rushing your healing and your hurt parts, self-criticism, checking behaviors, like checking social media, rereading WhatsApp messages, when were they last online, speaking to their friends about what they're up to, withdrawing from life. When you withdraw from life, you give yourself much more space to obsess. And I know some of you will be obsessing even when you go into life as well. But if you can give yourself some moments of refocusing your attention, that's great. Obsessing over their history, childhood, and patterns. Obsessing over them. Giving your attention to them. Why do they do this? Finding that compassion for them. Oh, it's because they've been through X, Y, and Z. It's because of this. What about that kind of compassion and understanding for you? The list could go on, okay? I've put some tips here to help you. But what I know is that many of you will ask, like, but how? Some people are actually, some people come onto your like Instagram and YouTube and they're a bit like rude, I guess, like a little bit entitled, like, that's great, Carly. I don't care that you've spent time putting that together. Tell me how. So if you, I'm sure that you guys, I know my audience, you guys are fantastic. I know that's not you, but it can lead you to asking, but how? These things have led me asking, but how? And it's not just as simple as me being able to simply put that in an Instagram post or share that here. But if you are asking, but how? It is a sign for you to take action on finding that out, right? This is your kind of sign, that niggle, that this is the information that I need to work on. These are the interventions, the tools, the help that I need. So in terms of how I can help people with that, you can join the Attachment Recovery Gym, where, like I said, the theme for April is the anxious avoidant trap. Plus, there is actually another series in there on overthinking, including obsessing. There's a masterclass on anxious attachment, so this all falls into that. You can book a one-off power hour session with me and we can dive in and explore your own situation. You can even inquire about options to have me as your coach or mentor. Another thing I'm doing at the moment, I've got so many things going on, I absolutely love it, is running a program from the 8th of April that is purely based on self-esteem, purely based on helping you with your self-worth. So probably that idea of being action-orientated towards who you want to be. And all of those, that's called Glow, by the way, I'm running it with another coach. So you get two coaches for the price of one. But all of that can be found in the description. So that would be your action. Like, oh, I'm quite interested in that. So you will need to take that action towards the description and click the links and all of those things. Or send me a DM on Instagram and I can help you with that. So I hope you found that useful. If you're one of my regular listeners, or if you're brand new here, hey, if you're brand new here as well, but I know that quite often when we're brand new, we might not be reaching out to me and speaking to me on Instagram as well. So, but you're very much just as welcome. But yeah, if you're feeling comfortable enough, I would love it if you head over to my DMs on Instagram, carly.ann_. and let me know what you think about these episodes. Do you want more of these kind of quick fire reading out and explaining the Instagram posts with a little bit more detail? Do you want more of that? Let me know and I'll create it for you. All right, I will be back here soon. The next episode is with a guest expert and you're going to love it.